PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time.
Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on.
Just wait and see why.
Even Digit's late. Huh? What's that?
Roxy? Irv? Sheldon? Where are those scritters? Hey! It's not every day I have a day off to play, you know! Whoa!
Come on, Dee Dee, let's get those rocks to the boss and tell him the nerd bird's here. Hey, there's a scritter on your shoulder.
I know, and I'm gonna love him and keep him and call him George.
The name's Sheldon.
Yes, more magnetite. Like glow business.
What's the big deal with this glowy stuff anyway, boss?
This stuff, as you call it, is the key to shutting down Motherboard and ruling cyberspace forever. I first became aware of magnetite when I worked for Motherboard. Dolly Gee! That meteor is coming straight for us.
That meteor is made of magnetite. If it collides with us, it will erase all of my memory disks.
Really? I'll never let that happen, Motherboard.
Thank you, Hacker. I'm proud of you. You're such a big help to me.
Thanks, Motherboard. Back to work now. More inventions to invent. More good deeds to do. I should have let that meteorite take care of Motherboard back then. But fate has given me another chance. 45% full of magnetite. Almost half. Once it reaches 100%, I will launch this remarkable rocket at Motherboard and erase her memory disks forever!
Boss? You got spots on your face.
I do? I do! It's your fault, you robotic ragamuffins! I told you those skitters make me itch! Get it out of here! Now! Move it! I need more magnetite!
By the way, we caught Digit!
That supercilious cyber turkey is here?
Not to worry, boss. We got him caged up.
Did it ever occur to you, if Digit is here, those analytical adolescents can't be far behind?
I'll handle it.
According to Mother B, this is the last place she had any contact with Digit.
Hey, check out this rock. It's glowing.
Over here. A door!
It won't budge.
Keep trying. Maybe Digit's down there.
Hey, what is that? Mother B, we found a door in the ground, but it's locked. We need to get it open.
Use power crystals. Most orange is most power. Find one with the most orange.
Where do we find them?
Rocky Tower, inside basketball geode.
What's a geode?
A nodule of stone having a cavity lined with crystals or minerals. Hey, you asked.
Okay, can't be that many basketball-sized hollow rocks around here. Look for a rocky tower. Come on!
There it is! That's the geode!
But it's so high up.
Leave it to the master.
Careful! The power crystals!
Motherboard said, the one with the most orange has the most power. Remember? We have to find the one with the most orange.
So which one is that?
These seem to have a lot. This one has 4 orange stripes out of a total of 10.
Hey, that sounds like a fraction. It might be a clue. 4/10.
And this one has 7/10. That's way more than 4/10.
Aha! This one only has 4 orange stripes out of 5.
I'd say 7/10 is the most. Let's use this one.
Hold on. We don't know that for sure. We didn't compare my fraction.
But how can we do that? 4/10 and 7/10 are easy to compare because they each have 10 equal parts. But 4/5 is another kind of fraction.
Well, what if we divided each of my 5 stripes in half? Then we'd have 10 stripes like the others, right?
Okay, but how many would be orange?
Let's do it and find out.
Looks like 8 stripes are orange now. So 4/5 is the same amount as 8/10.
Cool! We can write 4/5 as 8/10.
And 8/10 is definitely more than 7/10.
Bigger fraction, more orange, more power. This one should open the door.
Wait!
I am not putting George back. I told you, the name's Sheldon.
You heard the boss. The squitters make him itch. Now put Sheldon back and let's see if we can find those kids.
Ah!
60% full. Only 40% more to go, then blast off!
Boss, boss, we captured the kids.
Yeah, just like you asked.
Splendid! Now bring me some more magnetite so we can launch this baby.
What's going on down here?
Hacker's grinding up these glowing rocks called magnetite. And once he gets enough, he's gonna use it to erase Motherboard's memory forever.
Whoa! How much is enough?
I heard Hacker say his rocket is something forcentful.
Forcentful? What's a forcentful?
Dunno.
Who cares what a forcentful is? We gotta get out of here and stop Hacker. Ditch, can you drill us out?
Sorry, I don't do stalactites.
Wait, there's a way out.
We can't get through there. We're too big.
Whoa! We're not. And we're good jumpers, too.
Okay, here's the plan. We lift one of you up through that hole, then you jump from the cage to that orange button. And we're out of here.
But what if we miss? We're too small to reach the button from the ground.
We're running out of time. We've got to get up there on the first try. Who's the best jumper?
Ashley, Sheldon, and Irv. These are our best jumpers.
Cool. We'd better test them.
Ditch, make a scorecard. A check for a hit and a zero for a miss.
Okay, guys. Jump as many times as you can in 1 minute. At the end, we'll compare your scores.
Pretend our hands are the orange button. Ready? Jump!
Come on, Sheldon. Jump! Way to go, Shelly!
Cut the tears, Dee Dee, and get that magnetite loaded.
But I miss Sheldon, Buzzy. I miss him so.
Oh, forget the squitters and stop blubbering.
What's a squitter?
Well, those little furry things.
Excuse me, who are you?
Oh, no. The magnetite erased your memory. I guess that stuff really works.
What was I all sad about, Buzzy?
Okay, Sheldon had 7 hits out of 10 tries. Ashley, 7 out of 20. And Irv had 8 hits out of 25 tries.
Fractions again. The one with the largest fraction is the best jumper. Let's compare them and go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. The fractions are all different. How can we possibly compare them?
It's okay, Didge. We can compare these fractions if we find a way to make the bottom numbers, the denominators, match.
Too bad Sheldon didn't make more jumps.
That's it, Didge. What if Sheldon did make more jumps? Like twice as many?
Then he would have twice as many hits? 14 out of 20 tries?
You've got it, Didge. 7 over 10 is the same as 14 over 20.
Okay, now I can compare Sheldon and Ashley. But what about poor Irv? He jumped 25 times. Don't we need a denominator that will let us compare his score too?
Yeah, we need a denominator that works for all the scores.
Well, how about 50? There are two groups of 25 and 50. And rats! It won't work for 20. Two 20s are 40, not 50.
Guys, we're losing time here. How about 100? That's a nice round number.
Ditch, I think you did it. Sheldon had 10 tries, right? 10 times 10 is 100. So if he tried 100 times, he would have had 70 hits out of 100.
And Ashley had 20 tries. 20 times 5 is also 100. And 7 times 5 is 35.
25 times 4 is 100. So Irv's score is 8 times 4, or 32 out of 100.
Comparing these fractions is a walk in the park now. Sheldon is obviously the best jumper with 70 hits per 100 tries.
Guys, you know what just hit me? These are all percents, parts of 100.
Hey, remind me, what are percents?
They're fractions that are parts of 100. Percent means per 100.
70 over 100 is 70%. And this percent sign tells you it's parts of 100. 35 over 100 is the same as 35%.
So 32 over 100 is the same as 32%?
You got it!
Percent! Oh, that's what I heard hackers say, not percent! Hacker's rocket was 45% full!
Oh no! He's sure to have more magnetite by now, and when he gets to 100%, it's all over for Motherboard!
Sheldon, you're up!
He's out!
He jumps!
He scores!
Yay! Follow me!
Going up! 73! 74! 75% full! Yes! 3/4 of what I need! That's odd. There's no scritters in here. Why am I itchy?
Boss! Boss! The kids escaped!
What?
And those scritters, too!
You and Boss better find those kids or it's a scrap heap for you both!
That's Hacker's control room.
We have to get in there.
We need something to dig with. Something like that.
Run!
You've got to be kidding.
Whatever it is, turn it!
This way!
Rex, I'm powerless! Dee Dee, I need more power! Dee Dee, where are you?
Phew, that was a close one.
Bet this thing could get us through to Hacker.
But I heard Buzz say it's out of power.
Great! Now we'll never get into Hacker's control center. And if we can't get in there, we can't stop Hacker. And if we can't stop Hacker, he'll erase Motherboard's memory with the magnetite. Cyberspace is doomed! Doomed, I tell you!
And the award for best dramatic outburst of the day goes to Jackie.
Matt, look what I found. This thing gets its power from the same power crystals we used to open the door to get down here.
It says here that to power this car, we need a crystal that contains between 65 and 85% orange power stripes.
I knew these things would come in handy.
According to this, less than 65%, and it's a no-go. More than 85%, and the motor burns out.
It's gotta land somewhere between 65 and 85% to get going and to get us out of here.
Oh, that would be very nice, wouldn't it, Dee Dee?
Get him!
Nowhere to hide now!
Yeah, and nowhere to run either!
Now!
Feel free to stick around for a while, boys. Time to power up!
Wait! Remember what the sign said? The crystal has to be between 65% and 85% orange, or it won't work.
You're right. We gotta find out what percent of these crystals is orange.
Let's do what we did before. Count the stripes to get the fraction of each crystal that's orange.
Yeah, then we can turn the fraction into a percentage, like we did with the scores.
This one is one half orange.
This one is 3/5, and the last one is 3/4.
Now we gotta turn those fractions into percents. I mean, percents, right?
Yep, parts of 100. The first is easy. 1/2 is the same as 50/100, or 50%.
And 3/5 is the same as how many out of 100? Let's see. 3/5 is 6/10. And 6/10 is 60/100, or 60%.
The last one is 3/4, which is, what part of 100?
Well, 4 times 25 is 100, and 3 times 25 is 75. So that's 75/100, which is the same as 75%.
Percents really help when you have to compare different fractions.
They sure do. And only one of these crystals is between 65 and 85% orange, the 75%er.
Fire it up, Didge!
Hacker, here we come!
99% full. Oh, and I've got the final 1% right here.
Stop!
Sorry, kiddies. Too late.
We gotta stop it.
Say goodnight, fellow boy. Day! Disabling motherboard and getting rid of those kids all in one fell swoop. That's a win-win for me, boys.
Hey, boss, you got more red spots.
Did you bring a scritter on board?
No, boss, no scritters. Just some magnetite souvenirs.
We're almost to motherboard control central.
What do we do, Matt?
I don't know.
I know! Hang on!
You forgot your magnetite, hacker!
Maybe I'm not allergic to those skitters after all. Maybe I'm allergic to...
magnetite!
Get this stuff out of here!